You mentioned in the presentation today about inflation being a bit sticky for agriculture. What do you mean there?
One of the things is if you look at farm expenses, 80% are connected to oil or energy. And because we have so much uncertainty in the rural world, and then much of the oil and energy is produced in authoritarian economies, and then the linkage of fertilizer, which 60% is produced in authoritarian economies, those two components right there, we probably will not see inflation drop as fast as we see the numbers in the general economy.
CPA came out, we were talking, 6.4%. What's that mean to us?
That one, okay, so that was 6.5. They were worried it was actually going to be a little higher. What that tells me is the Fed's going to continue to raise interest rates. And one of the things is probably at about 0.25% rather than a 50, you know, basis point. So that's the implication right there. The other implication is it's telling me food inflation is still very, very prevalent. And energy inflation could be back with us, particularly if China's economy rebounds.
You had some different opinions on what you're hearing as far as where these interest rates will top out.
Well, one of the things that we're seeing, the Fed is now at, you know, 450 basis points or 4.5. I could see them go 5 to 5.5. And that basically means the prime rate's going to be 8 to 8.5% because you always add 3% to that, Don. And so it hits our agriculture producers, particularly on operating money, not necessarily on the real estate debt, because much of that has been locked in at low interest rates, which that's good.
You talked the bottom 20% of the farmers are making money today. That concerns you.
Oh, absolutely. And I've followed the FinBin data, University of Minnesota. It's excellent data. What we have found, every time you start seeing that bottom 20, bottom third making money, you'll have problems in the industry 2 or 3 years, because what happens is it brings in the inefficient. And you know what's scary this time, Don? A lot of that profit is government money. That is not going to be reoccurring, particularly as budgets tighten down.
The government money also a consideration for these rising land values?
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, one of the things that you're finding is the government money came with no cost of production, so people will say, hey, I'm just going to put it, you know, as a down payment or, you know, a cash payment to farmland. And, you know, the thing is, Don, I've been asked the past couple of weeks, a lot of farmers are flushing cash and working capital, and they're saying, what should I do with it? And I'm noticing they're kind of, you know, taking a little pause on buying the land right now.
Like you said, CD, Mark, you know, those kind of things are pretty attractive.
Yeah. I've got my money, my wife and I have some money in some Midwest banks out here, and when I can get 4.5%, 5%, I'm going to kind of consider that, because, again, as we get older, we become more conservative. So, see, a year ago, CDs were not on the radar screen. And basically, farmland was Tina. There was no other alternative. Now we have other alternatives.
Green energy, your thoughts on where we're moving in that direction?
All I can say is they've tried to flip a switch on this green energy, and you can't do it in 1 or 2 or 5 years, and it takes a couple of decades to be able to do it. Our biggest fear is it can be very inflationary because with all the subsidies. For example, in Blacksburg, Virginia, they bought 2 new school buses, almost $300,000. You know, they're all, you know, the green energy, where the regular school bus costs $90,000 to $120,000. That's inflationary. And the other thing is people have not thought through the unintended consequences. What happens if a bunch of bad guys fry our electronic components and some of those elements? So I really think we have to kind of, you know, go easy and modest.
As always, we really appreciate the chance to connect.
And I also appreciate being on the Red River Farm Network. You guys do such a great job out here, and I mean that sincerely. And keep up the good work.